So today I'd like to offer a few reflections on the auspicious occasion of Visakha Puja, when Buddhists around the world recollect with joy the birth, the enlightenment, the passing away of the Lord Buddha. So the Buddha's life story doesn't occupy the central position and role that it does in many other religions. But nevertheless, there are many lessons to be learned, and important principles to be derived from reflecting on these three key events. Of the three, the most important we can probably say is the enlightenment of the Buddha, and the meaning of enlightenment and the significance of it is far beyond the scope of this short speech. But in summary, I can say that enlightenment is the state in which all the defilements of the human mind, all the vices, all that sullies and upsets and causes suffering to the human mind are completely eliminated. And in Buddhism, we tend to talk about the things that are no longer there, because it's easier than talking in a positive way about the things that appear on enlightenment, just as it's very difficult to talk about physical health in a positive way. We usually say, well, I don't have this illness, I don't have that illness. Nevertheless, we can say that the three qualities, salient qualities of the Buddha that were so wonderfully expressed throughout the 45 years following his enlightenment until he left the world, are indications of the nature of enlightenment. So the Buddha was one of great wisdom, of great compassion, and of great purity of mind, or inner freedom, we could say. So this is important on many different levels, but as a guide to Buddhists today, then we take enlightenment as the ultimate goal, although it's probably a long way away, but it gives us the possibility, the opportunity to establish like compass points and a direction for our life. So whether we are monastics or lay Buddhists, then our life should be in the direction, led in the direction of reducing the amount of greed, hatred, and delusion, and increasing the amount of wisdom, compassion, and purity. So in these troubled times that we find ourselves in at present, I think this is a very useful reflection for us. The Buddha's teaching is a very optimistic one, in which it proclaims the potential of human beings, all human beings, male or female, for enlightenment. We all bear within us the potential for enlightenment, and how that manifests in our daily life is the potential to abandon the unwholesome, develop the wholesome, and to purify our minds. So we become truly Buddhist, truly human, to the extent to which we dedicate ourselves to that. And to increase the amount of wisdom in our lives, the amount of compassion, and the amount of purity. So we have the ability to train, to cultivate, to develop ourselves. We are not the prisoners of our past, whether it's measured in terms of past lives or experiences in childhood or even experiences yesterday. We can transcend the conditions with which we find ourselves. And so in the present day, we find many conditions, unpleasant, frightening, provoking of anxiety and fear and so on. But this is the way it is. It's like this. And we only have a limited power to manipulate or to protect ourselves from conditions that we find threatening. But what we can do is to lead our lives in the best possible way. And the engine for that, the most important foundation, is first to establish ourselves in kindness and generosity and sharing with others, because that brings an immediate joy and sense of well-being to our hearts and creates harmony with those around us, to establish ourselves in with ethical principles, to take on voluntarily and understanding the meaning and value of doing so, taking on boundaries to the way that we act and we speak, so as to create a sense of safety in and ease of all those around us. And then, most importantly of all, the cultivation of the heart and mindfulness, being able to bring ourselves back to the present moment. And whatever appears in our minds, whatever experience we have, realizing that we can develop this wisdom and compassion and freedom, not to blindly react to circumstance, but to respond appropriately. And this is the great gift that the Buddha gave the world, and one which we can all inherit and benefit from in our lives these days, and creating happiness and wisdom within ourselves, but also able to share our happiness and benefits that we derive with others. So benefit and happiness for self, benefit and happiness for others. This is the goal of the Dhamma. So I'd like to end my short speech at this point.